1027 Breakfast.
It's Thursday morning and Reverend Shona's here, as she is every single Thursday, and got some words of wisdom, I've no doubt. A little bit of grounding on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
It's a beautiful day outside.
It is. Listen, these days, we were talking about it just now. I mean, it is crisp. It is cool, but it is beautiful.
Mm. And it's not freezing.
So. And it's not freezing yet. Yeah, so we'll live with that. What are we talking about this morning?
Well, I've spoken before about all the beautiful wildlife in our where we live.
Yes.
And I've told you about the African harrier hawk, and I want to tell you something I've learned from her.
Right.
So I've called her Sophia, which means wisdom, because she has taught us some wisdom.
Right.
And she flies in every afternoon around, now that it's winter, around 4-ish.
All the hardy-dars leave.
Yes, so you have this cacophony of sound.
Yes.
Hardy-dars, bulbuls, the go-away birds.
Yeah.
Everything making this horrific noise.
Yeah.
She takes absolutely no notice of them. She flies in, she sits down, she preens herself, she looks at the sun going down. Sometimes she eats her supper. Twice I've seen her eating supper. Once it was a snake. I wasn't too keen on that. I don't know if it was roadkill or if she killed it, but she sat and ate it.
Wow.
And she completely ignores those birds. 5 in the morning or 5:30, they start again. She ignores them. She gets up about 7.
Yeah.
Stretches, looks at her wings, sits in the sun a bit, and then takes off. And why I call her wisdom is because she looks past the noise, and she doesn't allow the noise to distract her at all.
Yes, focus.
It's focus. This is who she is. This is what she needs to do, and she completely ignores all the clutter and noise around her as she goes about her daily business. And she is thriving.
Right.
She has got a mate. She brings him occasionally. And I know she's had a baby because she brought that last year. So she is thriving in her own world and looking past all the noise. We live in a society where we have so much noise coming at us all the time.
Mm.
We have information overload.
Yep.
Either on your cell phone, TV, computer screen, billboards, everything screaming at us all the time. And I think we get distracted. And I do believe each and every one of us has a divine purpose. Each and every one of us has things that we need to achieve. And if you don't believe in a divine purpose, you do have goals.
Yes.
And the noise around us distracts us. That noise could be sitting in the traffic and getting irritated and so angry by the time you get to work, you can't do your work.
Yes.
It could be gossip. It could be worrying about what other people are saying about you. It could just be general noise around and not actually taking time out. But we get distracted, and so we don't achieve what we need to achieve.
We meander.
We meander.
Mm.
Sometimes we procrastinate. But we get distracted by the noise, and I think we need to learn how to focus like she does. This is my purpose. This is what I need to do, and just do it.
Now, you lot can make a noise, do whatever you like, but I don't care, and I can't hear you.
Yes.
I like it.
We need to be able to focus, and that's exactly what she does. They're of no consequence in her life, and she does what she needs to do. And we need to be able to filter out the noise, filter out the clutter, and just do what we need to do, and we'd achieve so much more.
I used to be able to do that quite well when the Springboks were playing and the children were young and there was chaos happening in the house, and my wife would say, "Can't you hear what's going on?" No.
The typical male, I'm afraid to say. There even was an ad of someone doing that.
There's only one thing I've achieved, and that's it.
Yeah. So I think today, if you're finding yourself distracted, just learn to focus. Think of her. She ignores it all and carries on with life. And we need to be able to do that too.
And living her best life in your garden.
Yes, she is.
Yes. Well, there we go. Reverend Shona is back on Sunday for half an hour, 6 through 6:30. And of course, she's on our socials in about the next half an hour, I would imagine. Thank you very much for coming in. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.